It's Monday, January 18th, 2010. Thanks for tuning in to the seventh season of The Sounds in My Head.
Virtuosity has almost become the rule.
The Sounds in My Head is a bi-weekly music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have missed. Give it up, slam it, jam it to the bump, bump, bump. My name's Daniel.
I mean somebody who has inside him such a love of something that just telling you about it, he makes you love it too.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a great song. That right there is the band Real Estate. They're from Brooklyn, New York, and that song is called Beachcomber. It's from their debut self-titled album, which came out late last year and is great. And if you like that song, which I think you probably did because it's a very likable song, it's the kind of song no one would listen to that and be like, I hate this, turn this off, what is this awful music? It's a good song, right? So I think everyone would like it, at least casually. But I'm going to say, if you listen to it a few times, it's a grower. that song right there, it's gonna get caught in your little brain, and you're gonna be like, oh my gosh, I want to hear that song again. That song, it's got that melody, it's great. And that's what happened to me. So if you just casually liked it, give it another listen, maybe then another, then go pick up the whole album, because the whole album sounds a whole lot like that song. And that song was a great way to open up this, the seventh season of The Sounds in My Head. That's right, seven whole seasons. That's like a year per season. We're entering the seventh year that I've been doing The Sounds in My Head. That's a long time. That's a lot longer than most podcasts have lasted. I feel obligated to point out, not to pat myself on my own horn that I'm tooting. I'm just saying that, you know, that's a long time, 7 years. So yeah, seventh season. I kind of left off at the end of December. I was like, hey, I'm going to come back sometime. I don't know when. But I came back now, January 18th. I decided what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this show, right, the January 18th. Then I'm going to do two shows in February. And then I'm going to take March off. And then I'm going to come back in April. So I'm going to have like kind of a little mini break. And I'll explain more about my rationale later. But now let's just get back to the music, because I've been talking a long time and everybody's bored. So here we go. Up next, Vampire Weekend, one of my favorite bands. And they're from New York City. They have a new album. It's called Contra. You might have heard of it because it just came out recently, and it's gotten a lot of talk because, you know, it's a very anticipated album, and coincidentally, it's extremely good. So a lot of people are talking about how good it is, probably, including me. And we're going to hear a couple songs off of it. We're going to hear the song White Sky, which is just one of my favorite Vampire Weekend songs. Then we're going to hear a bonus track that you could only get if you bought it in iTunes. It's called Giant. And since I figured everybody had heard of Vampire Weekend and they'd heard of this album, and they probably already have this album, I thought, you know, I'll at least try and come up with something people might have missed. So that is the only way to get this song is to have bought it in iTunes, which is kind of lame, but, you know, there you have it. And actually, even more than that, because a lot of people probably did buy it in iTunes, I'm going to go ahead and play another little thing before I actually play the whole Vampire Weekend. I'm just going to slip in here just for just a little clip of, because this is so funny, a thing you can download for free. It's a mashup of Escape, the Pina Colada song by Rupert Holmes, and Vampire Weekend's Horchata from this new Contra record, which I played Horchata a few months back when they released that song first. So here we go. Check this out. Just a little bit, just a taste of Horchata / Pina Colada. Here we go.
In December, drinking Horchata, I've looked so lovely in a balaclava. Winter's cold is too much to handle. Bench grabs the bench.
If you like Santa Colada, get caught in the rain. If you like Pina Colada, get caught in the rain.
I love it. I would have never guessed that those songs would have worked so well together, but they totally do, and that's hysterical. So if you want to download that, it's free. Look for links at soundsofmyhead.com. And here we go. Enjoy Vampire Weekend's White Sky, followed by Giant, both from their fantastic sophomore non-slump release, Contra.
Business, a modern piece of glasswork. Down on the corner that you walk each day in passing, the elderly sales clerk won't ask with suspicion. The whole of motor corporation's giving its permission.
Lunch. It all comes to once.
winter. Look up at the buildings, imagine who might live there. Imagining you offer to fall upon the sink there.
Thank you.
That was two songs in a row by Laura Veers from Portland, Oregon. We heard I Can See Your Tracks, followed by Summer's the Champion, both from her recent album July Flame, which is remarkably consistently good. It's just like everything else Laura Veers has released for the last few years, and which is to say great, because she's really good. So if you like those two songs, obviously you're going to like everything on the record, and I like those two songs very much. So check that out if you liked them. Okay, up next, a band called Beach Fossils. They're from Brooklyn, New York, and they've only recorded a few songs that I know of, but they're pretty good. They play a lot with Real Estate. They just played Friday night with Real Estate in the city. And I think they're just part of the, they're always like grouped with Real Estate. Every time you hear anyone talk about them, it's always like in relationship to Real Estate. And I don't know what their connection is really, except that they just, maybe they're both from Brooklyn at the same time or something. But at any rate, they're pretty good and kind of up and comers. And I think that they're going to go big places because this stuff they've got recorded, the few songs that, they have are really good. So keep your ears to the grindstone for Beach Fossils because I think it's going to, blow up or something. So here we go. And I should mention also, I was tipped off to these to both Beach Fossils and Real Estate by my cousin. That's right, over Christmas, I was in Dallas, and my cousin told me about these bands. He's like, I think you'd like these bands. He was right. I do like these bands. And I'm putting them on my show right now. Here we go, Beach Fossils and Daydream. Where else but on the Sounds of My Head?
Yeah. so I just did a book tour. There was a little boy in back who was probably about 12, and he points at me and he goes, "Why is everybody looking at him and not at me?" "Oh, because he's funny." Like that. It was sort of odd. And then what it turned out was that this boy was the son of someone who worked there and that he had Asperger's. So he couldn't judge social situations, and he created rules and rituals. And then right after that, he said the most amazing thing. He pointed at me again and he went, "Why doesn't he accept me as his God?" It was amazing. And when that little boy doesn't understand, is that I do. I find the specificity of religion so confusing. Like, if you're Jewish, you have to wear a hat, but only in the middle of your head. But it all becomes clear the second that you realize that God is a 12-year-old boy with Asperger's. No wonder he's like, "I fucked up the earth. I should probably flood it and get two of every animal on a boat. That's the only solution I see." No wonder he's like, "You can't eat pork and you can't eat horses." And you're like, "I wasn't going to eat a horse." And he's like, "Good, because you can't. And you can't have sex. It's gross." And you're like, "What about gay sex?" And he's like, "Ah, I'll turn you into salt." Religion. It's not a leap of faith. It's high-functioning autism.
Just how you like it, like it. You know I live to fill you up. Blood of my blood, dripping with love. I bring you the thing you need most. Silent between supplies and machines, I hang in the corners like a ghost. Spend all the time while you're asleep, then holding your hands inside of mine. I wanna be here and nowhere else, rationing off bits of myself. Take it, battered and braised, girl, and sauteed.
before that song was Passion Pit with the song Sleepyhead from their album Manners. And I should just say, I don't really like that album very much. I thought I was going to like that album a lot. I just don't. I don't know. I kind of find it just kind of grating, a lot of it, to be honest. But that one song, Sleepyhead, that song's awesome. And that it's so awesome that they used it in a Palm commercial, like a cell phone commercial. Pretty good commercial, I guess, as far as cell phones go. I mean, I don't think it's going to make anyone buy a Palm. But, you know, it's a good commercial, and I love that song. So I thought I'd pop that on the show and not recommend the album so much. But definitely that song. I think that song's worth downloading for sure. You can get that in iTunes. Look for links to everything I talk about on the Sounds of My Head website at thesoundsofmyhead.com. The song that just played before I started talking was Jenny Owen Youngs. She's also from Brooklyn, New York. I think originally she's from New Jersey, but, you know, she lives here. And that was her song, Here Is a Heart. It's from her recent album called Transmitter Failure. And I gotta say, also, another album I'm not super wild about. She sounds a lot like Regina Spektor, particularly in that song. But I think a lot of the album just kind of misses. I mean, no offense, but I don't know. It's just sort of, again, a little bit grating to me. But I like that song, so I thought I'd put that song on the show. You got those two tracks there of bands with, you know, lackluster albums but decent songs. All right, that was a really exciting couple of tracks. Okay, here we go. Finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, we're going to hear a band. They're from Austin, Texas. They're called Sunset, and I think they're pretty darn good. We're going to hear the song Fishtown, and I had a really hard time picking what song to play from this record. I just kind of chose Fishtown. I don't know why. It's kind of a funny song, I guess, but it's a pretty good song. It's from their album Gold Dissolves to Gray, and it's a recent release, Gold Dissolves to Gray. So if you like this song, or if you like any of the music I talked over on this episode of the show, which was all different Sunset songs, then I highly recommend that record. So check it out, Sunset with Fishtown, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head. does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Change Comes Slow, Green Truck, and Hill Country Smog, all three by the band Sunset, all three from their album Gold Dissolves to Gray. Again, I recommend that record if you like any of that stuff. It's pretty good. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also leave comments at thesoundsofmyhead.com or send me emails at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you again in 2 weeks on February 1st with an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.